And good afternoon and welcome to Folk and Acoustic Music. My name is Michael Stock, here every Sunday afternoon on 91.3 WLRN. Opening up the program, music from Tommy Emmanuel, one of the premier guitarists out there. He was doing solo work from his CD called It's Never Too Late, released a few years ago. That tune was called The Bug. I'll be playing some new songs, some old songs, and guests in the studio, Jacob Jeffries, who's sitting right across from me. And hi, Jacob.
Hey, Michael.
How you doing?
My dude. My man.
Oh, there you go. Okay.
Miami. Yeah, I'm from Fort Lauderdale originally, like West Broward. I went to high school in Davie at Western High School, home of the Wildcats.
Have you gone back to any of the reunions?
Dude, I did. I did my 10-year reunion. It was at some, Where was it? It was at like a Tarpon Bend or something like that, a bar on a lake in Weston.
Was it a good experience?
You know, it was a great experience. I was pretty sociable in high school. I had a lot of friends. And the thing is with Facebook and Instagram and everything, you already know what everyone's into and what people are doing with their lives. So it wasn't like a surprise to see a lot of people, you know.
Were you musical in high school?
Yeah. I did musical theater. I was a theater kid.
So you pursued what you always liked.
I did. I didn't think I had any other options. To me, a bit narrow-minded, but I guess fueled by passion and no other options. That's what I...
Well, what made you think you were good enough to pursue this line of work?
I had a lot of crazy people telling me that I was.
Yes.
And I didn't think that there was another path, really. Maybe I'm delusional. Maybe I'm actually pretty good. I don't really know, but I'm...
Oh, I'll break it to you, Jacob.
Thank you, Michael. Tell me the truth.
I think you're pretty good.
Okay. Woo! I'll keep going.
Well, it's been... I guess it's been 10 years since you graduated high school? Or, I don't know.
Maybe more? Wait, year is it? 2018.
Did you go to college?
No. You know what my grandpa tells me yesterday? He might be listening. He goes... My one regret for you is that you didn't go to college. And I'm like, you can't have a regret for me. I'm like, regrets are for me to have. You can't have that for me.
But what did you do to make up for that college education?
I toured the colleges. I visited enough frat houses to feel like I went to college. And I toured, you know, me and my best friends, we got into my Honda Element, hitched a trailer, and drove all over the Southeast for like 3 years in a row. And we just, Clemson, Alabama, Auburn, North Carolina, South Carolina, just the whole Southeast, we were doing our best to go to, quote, go to college, end quote.
Well, how did you sell yourself?
You mean on the road?
How did you get work?
I think this scene is really important. I think, you know, we're standing here with musicians from Miami in this studio, and everybody knows each other, so there's no... you know, lack of community in the Miami music scene. And then when you branch out, you realize, oh, there's that all over the place. Oh, Atlanta has the same kind of camaraderie. Oh, so does New Orleans, and so does... And then you kind of just, like, one foot in those scenes, and you're like, hey, you know, what's his name? Hey, yeah, he's great. He's a good player. And then you just start playing with these people and hanging out with them.
Jacob Jeffries.
I don't know if that translates to money, though. That's the question mark.
That's a hard one. Well, then why did you move to L.A.?
To translate to money.
Okay. And you're still there. You're still working.
It's doing good. I've been doing. I made my record there, Motherland. In fact, I made Motherland. I recorded it at Fernando Perdomo's studio, who is a Miami native, now living in Los Angeles. It's been good. I just recorded. I co-wrote two songs on the new Teen Titans cartoon movie
that's
out
great.
In theaters. Yeah, I sing for. I'm the singing voice of Robin, the main character. So, you know, these things that are, I guess, a little more Hollywood, if you will. They can't necessarily happen in our hometown. Unfortunately, that's just how it shakes down. But I guess it's been a good ride in L.A. I've been there for 3 years, and it's been pretty good.
Well, to get a role in a movie.
I got a role in a movie. I'm a cartoon boy.
You know who else does that? That was here a while ago who lives in L.A. is Dan Byrne. Do you know Dan?
Dan Byrne, I don't.
He's wacko. He's a little off-center.
I love them.
Yeah.
Those are my best friends.
He wrote songs for Walk Hard. Did you see the movie?
Oh, my gosh. Wait, so didn't Mike Viola... Right for them. Mike Viola wrote for That Thing You Do with Adam Schlesinger from Fountains of Wayne, and they wrote, and then he wrote Get Him to the Greek, all the songs from there. You know, the music-based
yes.
movies that
yes.
are like,
yes.
I think Mike Viola wrote some of Walk Hard as well. Maybe
I think
with
you're
Dan.
Right. Yeah, I think you're right.
That's cool.
Yeah. Well, Jacob, and you have a new album out,
Motherland.
Motherland.
Yeah.
And does LA, does that have something to do with this writing of the new CD?
Yeah, I became, I would say, enamored with and very close friends with some of the guys in that band Wolfpack. They're like a jam band thing. But my best friend from that group is this guy named Theo Katzman, who really inspired me to write more. I went on tour with him as his keyboard player, and I've never really done that. I've never been side guy, you know? And then I was like, I'll try and be side guy for this tour. And we went all over America and Europe, and then we left, and I was like super inspired because I watched him front a band. I was never in that position. And fortunately, I got that experience. And then I went back and wrote some songs, and I was like, you know, I was just inspired by this dude's performances that I was first, you know, second chair to, you know what I mean? First, I had a great perspective of, so.
It seems like you always have something to learn.
Yeah, that was, it was grounding, for sure. I was like, oh, he's kicking ass. Oh, can I say that? Ass. I said it again.
No, it's, there's a lot worse than that. So that's okay. Your songs don't have dirty, do you write songs with
I've
dirty?
Never really. Wait, let me think. This one I'm about to play, no, not too dirty.
Okay.
No dirty.
Well, let's, what are you going to play?
Let's play a song. I'll try. I got this new keyboard here, Michael. It's
tiny.
It's so small. It's like two octaves. I bought it in Canada. I was in Montreal last week, and I was like, I'm going to come back with a present for myself, and it's a mini DX. It's kind of like a Yamaha reboot of the DX7.
I have no idea what you're talking about, but is it harder to play a smaller keyboard than one with regular big keys?
Yeah.
How many? 72, 42 keys?
88 on a normal piano.
Okay.
This has probably, I don't know, 20 something.
Okay.
It's tough. We'll see what happens. And the sounds are fun. Let's give it a go.
Jacob Jeffries.
He was holding up himself like a raggedy Ann on a shelf, spitting all over the floor, rookie pitcher in the bottom of the fourth, with no men out, speaking in a language of self-doubt. He said, say you need my loving, say you need my loving, do ya, say you need my loving, 'cause my loving needs ya. Said, I don't do this often, but I'm kind of exhausted and I need a place to crash. Just a temporary fix while the whiskey and the weed mix up inside of my head. That's all that I ask. Plus you smell like cotton candy and I like that. He said, say, you need my loving. Say you need my loving. Do ya, say you need. Cause my loving needs ya. Woo-hoo. Tell them all about the nights you spent alone with your cats and a bottle of cheap champagne. She told them all about her ex with the vintage hats and a huge loft in Silver Lake. She said, I'm scared of growing helpless and old. And when I die, whose hand will I hold? She looked up and she saw something more behind the eyes of some guy, some bar. She tossed her jacket on and said, you get the bill, I got the bed. Say you need my loving. Say you need my loving. Do you? Say you need my loving. 'Cause my loving, well, needs ya. Thank you.
That was tough, man. This keyboard's so tiny.
That's cute. That was cute.
That is the best word you could use to describe this performance and this keyboard. It was cute.
Jacob Jeffries. Is that on your new album?
Yes, and it sounds exactly like that.
No, it doesn't.
No, I'm just kidding.
Well, you bought that keyboard to have fun, right?
I did. I'm also in this group called The Cooties. It's like a musical comedy group. And there's automatically something very hilarious about the size of this keyboard and the sounds that it makes. It's like a small but fierce kind of vibe. So this comedy music group I have is a lot like Flight of the Conchords and Tenacious D, where we're writing serious songs with funny content. So the songs themselves are a bit intricate, and the sounds are cool. So I bought this in Canada when I was performing. We had a three-night stint at this festival called Just for Laughs. It's a comedy festival in Montreal. So I bought this and surprised the dudes on the last night. I just brought it out on stage, and they were like, "Whoa, man!" So
right, that now, what happened to Jacob Jeffries as far as? The Cooties, is that competition with Jacob Jeffries' band?
So. That's an awesome thought, because at first, that's exactly how I approached it. At first, I was like, how am I going to do this? I can't give love to two things at once equally. But you really can. And I think what I've learned also through my buddy Theo, who's in that band Wolfpack, he kind of instilled in me a concept of just kind of sticking with the side project as it kind of can house this separate energetic level of creativity that you have already. I have a lot of, I think, creative energy to give. Some people don't, some people do. And I just have a lot. And some of my creative energy is funny and it's like silly. And it's like stuff that I would normally have thrown away and into the garbage, but I can give it to the Cooties now, you know?
So is that new for you? Was it comedy improv? Is that what it is?
It's not improv, so it's kind of like it's scripted bits and written songs that we're going to record, and we actually shopped for a TV deal to a bunch of networks just to get a cool thing, and we're in talks with the network now, actually, on developing a show based on our songs. It's kind of like The Monkees. You remember The Monkees show? It's like this band that's doing silly, adventurous things.
Is that how you got into the new movie, the Titans movie?
That was a separate thing. Teen Titans, my buddy Jared, he does all of the music from the show's inception to now. He's just done all of the music. And him and I have co-wrote an album together, and we've co-written a few times. He has an amazing studio in Silver Lake in Los Angeles, and he invited me to come co-write, and unbeknownst to me, it turned out that Michael Bolton sang on one of the tunes we wrote for the Teen Titans movie, and then I sang on the other. So it was a really, really cool opportunity that I hope isn't the end. You know, I hope there's a lot more like that, because kids' movies are fun.
Well, you just don't know. I mean, you didn't even know that was going
to
happen.
I had no idea. I didn't move out there to do that, you know, but it makes sense.
You moved out there, to make money. You thought, is that L.A. you think of Nashville, you think of
right.
Austin. Mm-hmm. What did L.A. have in
I think I initially moved out there to pursue. I had a publishing contract to write songs, and my goal was to write. And then I get out there, and I'm like, wait, don't give up on your performance, you know, thing. You're a performer too. So I started playing shows, and then I just started writing with this guy Jared, and it turned out Jared Faber is actually a Florida. I think he lived here in high school in Hollywood or something. His mom lives in Hollywood or something. I don't know, but I started writing with him, and I didn't have a plan. And sometimes that can be great, and sometimes it can stink. But I think, you know, I'm just kind of going with it now.
Is it working out? You making money out there?
I'm making money, baby. Yo, nobody robbed me, because I really don't have that much.
Well, what kind of effort did it take to make Motherland, your new album?
That was really cool because of Fernando. He made it comfy for me. He's an old friend from Miami. I feel like everybody in the music scene in Miami knows who Fernando Perdomo is. He's a character.
Well, what's he doing out in L.A.?
Is he
making a name for himself out there?
I think so, in exactly the way he wanted to. He is a prog rock fan. He is a Petty fan. His taste is versatile enough, I think, to welcome as many different voices and people into his studio. His studio, Reseda Ranch, is where we recorded most of my record. He's got two pianos in there. He's got a drum room. He's really set up a beautiful space that I think a lot of LA native or LA based people, and you know, old friends from Miami, friends from New York. I think he's welcoming a lot of people into a really good vibe, and that is number one, the most important thing you can do when you're making a record.
Is that you made your record Motherland at his studio
at Reseda Ranch in Los Angeles? Well, in Reseda technically, just north of LA, but. It was just, you know.
Well, that was your first album in 5 years.
Yeah.
So it's been a while. You've been busy.
I've been busy, but I don't know what I've been doing. I've been busy being silly. I don't know.
Are you working? Do you what you do consider work?
Yeah. I think without knowing it, I know people that schedule themselves better than I do and follow routines that I don't, but I look back after a long day and I'm like, what did I do again today? Oh yeah, you fired off like 30 emails to people that you needed to fire off emails to, and then you sat at the piano for like 2 hours, didn't you? And then like I look back and I'm like, oh wait, I did do stuff. I shouldn't feel so bad about not having a 9-to-5, which, you know, stability can become the enemy of a creative mind. As you get older, you're like, oh man, everybody's got savings accounts and husbands and wives and daughters and sons, and you're like, oh wow, you know, what am I doing? But you know, to get reflective is to I don't know.
Well,
be
a CD is nice to have in your hand. It kind of represents a moment in time in your life.
Totally, it's funny you say that because I totally forgot to bring you one.
Oh no!
But come to my party on Saturday and I'll give you one.
That's right. You're having a CD release party for South Florida. You're having them all over the country.
I had one in Los Angeles that went really well. Way more people showed up than I thought, and I'm fortunate enough to say that I was pleasantly surprised. But if everybody could come to this one on Saturday, that'd be great. It's the South Florida version of that.
Motherland is Jacob Jeffries' new CD. The CD release party will be at what you call a pop-up concert.
Yeah.
At Mirando Farms and Ranch in Davie.
Yeah.
I don't know where that is.
Yeah, not a lot of people should, but they will. They will now. No, it's the old strawberry farm. Batten Strawberry Farm in Davie, my hometown. I played Miami so many times growing up, and a lot of people from Broward County in my hometown, my best friends, they trek down to Miami, and the older you get, the more of a schlep it becomes, and you're like, oh, another Miami show? Come on, we're Broward people. So I was like, all right, let me pay it back, and I just rented this ranch, and we're going to do it. There's goats.
Your band's back in L.A., though.
I'm flying a couple over.
Oh, you are.
The drummer who played on the record, Rob Humphreys, he's going to be here. Brian Lang's coming back from LA to play this with me. Dan Warner, a local guitar player extraordinaire, is going to be on the show too. I have a couple more friends helping me out. It's going to be it'll be a solid night. It's a party. You know, it's a pop-up show party. There'll be food and drinks. It'll be great.
I just want to let the listeners know that it's not exactly, you wouldn't classify it as a folk album.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's not. And I what you've done for this community for 30 plus years, 30 years.
Crazy, isn't it?
It's nuts, dude. But what's funny is you've been the opposite of a lot of music snobs, you know, where people would kind of keep into their genre and say, hey, you can't come to my studio. You're playing Latin fusion. Like, this is a folk show. Or, hey, man, you're bringing a mini DX7 in and playing bell piano and singing, you know, your pop songs. You can't come in here. But what you've done is really helped kind of broaden people's scopes of what is folk. And I think folk is just kind of alternative songwriting. It's kind of going against the grain with whatever's happening. I mean, it started as a political uprising in a way, you know, with Bob Dylan and
Joni
Mitchell.
That's the way I got into it, sure.
Right, exactly. And Peter
Seeger.
Mm-hmm. And like all of these people that were kind of anti-mainstream politics, right? And they were kind of going against that. But here I am singing a song about going on a date and trying to impress a girl. And I don't know, you know, you've helped kind of paint a broader picture, I think, for people in their conception of folk music. This isn't necessarily folk, but... Well, what else do we have in South Miami, South Florida?
What kind of message are you trying to spread with your music?
I'm honestly a song lover. So the messages vary and the lyrics matter, but they don't necessarily become the first, the origin of where I'm coming from. It's not that. It's probably catchy melody and however I can hook people in and say, hey, look at me. I got a song for you.
But is that like... that's true to your heart. It's not like you're there trying to sell music. You're selling in your heart.
It's all, like we said, it is all I know. I think I was put here on this planet to do this thing that is, contribute positive melodies and songs. I do write some sad songs, but mostly they're just, I don't know, they're not necessarily politically minded or serious. I don't think I'm gonna change the world, but I'm at least gonna make it a little different.
Okay. And you're getting by. You're making a living.
Oh yeah. I'm doing okay. Doing good. There were rough. Everybody's got rough patches, you know. But right now, Los Angeles is a beautiful place to live, and the community that is out there is really strong and supportive, and I'm making a living. I got a house with friends and a yard.
Yard. I'm gonna have you do one more song. You have a yard and you have a house. Well, that is very impressive.
No, it's good. It's good.
Do you? So I could only assume that the work in the movies is where you make the most money.
You know, it's funny. It's yeah. I mean, royalty checks and everything, right? Like that's cool. But it's about consistency. It's about landing a movie, feeling great about yourself, and then being like, okay, when is chasing the next movie, really, or the next show or something like that. And that's what the marriage of Hollywood movies and TV with music, that marriage of like, how are we going to score this? That is what is helpful to the music community of Los Angeles. And I'm starting to see it in Miami with film and TV and a lot of independent production companies that are using local music and stuff like that. And that's really very important to kind of keep it, keep it kind of neighborhoody, you know.
Jacob Jeffries is here in South Florida, not that long, only visiting family and having a CD release party next Saturday at the Miranda Farms and Ranch in Davie. The new CD is called Motherland. And Jacob, let's have one more song.
You got it. Two more minutes, give me two more minutes, I got something to say. Been a long time coming, and I'm wondering if you feel the same. Can't explain it, but my whole heart's in it, and I'm sure you can tell. My mouth is dry as dirt, I'm sweating through my shirt, oh well. Oh, how do I put this? How do I put this? I wanna put the couch in the corner, open up the room, mow the lawn every Sunday if you want me to, whatever it takes. Copper kettles on the stovetop, whistling along, the kids are upstairs writing their own song, whatever it takes to make it home with you. Get a few acres south of Decatur, yeah, we'll time it right. I've been saving my money, honey, don't you worry, we're alright. Sure, it sounds crazy, and maybe I'm losing my mind, but baby, it's been brewing for the longest, longest time. Oh, how do I put this? How do I put this? I wanna put the couch in the corner, open up the room, mow the lawn every Sunday if you want me to, whatever it takes. Copper kettles on the stovetop, whistling along while the kids are upstairs writing their own song, whatever it takes to make it home with you. One more minute, give me one more minute. Look, I made mistakes. Just give me one more chance, I'll do whatever it takes. Oh, how do I put this? How do I put this? I wanna put the couch in the corner, open up the room, mow the lawn every Sunday if you want me to, whatever it takes. Copper kettles on the stovetop, whistling along while the kids are upstairs writing their own song. Whatever it takes, I'll do whatever it takes. No, I'll do whatever it takes to make it home with you.
Jacob Jeffries live in the WLRN studio. Now, is there someone there, or are you just making that up?
In that song?
Yeah.
I wrote it with a buddy named Jake Pinto. There is someone in my mind, yeah. But it's also, it's the fight, like I was saying earlier, it's the fight that a rambunctious creative mind has within itself against the supervillain of stability and trying to figure out, hold on, when do I have to settle down? You know, when do I make a home with someone, if anyone?
That's great, Jacob. Do you have any popular songs, any songs that made the charts or anything like that?
No, Michael. Thanks for making me feel amazing. No, just kidding.
You wouldn't know. Who can predict that stuff?
No, I know. It's weird. I've contributed to a few pop artists. Nothing landed on a record and nothing really made it big. My biggest claim to fame right now is this Teen Titans movie.
Well, even if you did make the charts, that doesn't relate to money.
No, exactly. It's weird. I am regretting a little bit. Like, did I steer this conversation too much about money? Did I make this?
Always do that. I like that conversation.
You talk about money a lot? Really? Is that like a common thread?
Well, because you're not supposed to talk about it, so I always like talking
about
it.
Ooh, you pushed the envelope.
It's also a warning to those musicians out there how difficult it is.
Oh, no, it's rough. Yeah, we're scaring kids away from becoming actual music. We're like, don't do it. You're not going to make much money. There's a chance, but like, you're probably not going to put the guitar down.
No, you got to find ways to do it that are not where you think, like your movie ventures.
Yeah, I think it's about trying to open up as many little gates as possible into whatever. I don't know, just get creative, get weird, think outside the box, and do some weird stuff. Create, create, create.
Jacob Jeffries' new CD, Motherland. He's going to have a CD release party next Saturday in Davie at Mirando Farms and Ranches. And for more information, is there a contact or a website or something?
Yeah, please follow me on all the follows on Instagram, Facebook, Jacob Jeffries. There's a ticket link page you'll find on my Facebook, but it's through eventbrite.com.
Jacob, thank you so much for coming by. I also want to thank Fernando because he's the one who actually reached out.
Dude, thank you, Fernando. Thank you, Michael, for doing this for me and for countless other musicians in South Florida.
And I'm glad you broke out your tiny keyboard.
Dude, this is my first time, really. It's like my second, but
okay.
Who's counting? No one's counting, right?
No one's counting.
Everyone's counting. You're counting money.
I just want to remind also everyone we're on Facebook Live right now, thanks to Ariel of Guerrera. Oh. And you could say hello to Jacob. And thank you so much for coming by.
Michael, I really appreciate you. Thank you very much.
Here's music from Kathy Jordan.